What's going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA Podcast. I am Josh Prep Egina, and I will be your host for this evening. Very grateful to be here, recording a bit late on Thursday due to, I'm a psychopath, and I forgot all about the Bellator card. And I had to watch the main event because one of the Pitbull brothers was fighting. So let's get right into that since it is so, like, in my mind, like, right in front of my mind. Pitbull defeats Pedro Carvalho within, like, 3 minutes in the first round. Just devastating. He knocked him down twice. Before the last finishing blow, he just looked on a whole nother level compared to Pedro. It makes you, if you look back now at him picking Pedro, it's like, oh wow, he really knew, like, yo, I'm gonna beat this guy. There's nothing that this guy could do to beat him. And they looked like they were, this was like if Pitbull fought an amateur. It was extremely dominant performance. Earlier in the night, we saw Emmanuel Sanchez get the victory over Daniel Weichel. So the next fight in this featherweight Grand Prix will be Pitbull versus Emmanuel Sanchez. This is the second fight. Emmanuel Sanchez looked fantastic in that fight against Daniel Weichel. He really just put on a clinic and showed that Bellator's featherweight division is fantastic, leading with that champion who just made it look so easy tonight. Another notable performance from tonight was Aaron Pico. That dude's got dynamite in his hands. He crushes his opponent late in the second round. John De Jesus just didn't stand a chance to that overhand right, finishing off with ground and pound, and showing that intensity that he showed very early in his career that kind of took his career in a different direction because he was, like, too confident in his hands that it just didn't end well in a few fights. But I'm hoping that after going on this small run, he's becoming a smarter fighter. He's learning a lot more. And Aaron Pico, man, he's someone that a lot of people believe in. Like, a lot of people think that this guy is a star, so we will see. I hope that he gets into the cage before the end of the year. The co-main event, actually, from Bellator was extremely entertaining as well. Yaroslav Amosov versus Logan Storley. Going into this fight, they were a combined 35-0. 35-0. Yaroslav gets the victory by split decision. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have ruled this fight a draw because it was 1-1 going into the third. I believe Yaroslav won half of that round and Logan Storley won the other half. Probably more convincingly to me. I wouldn't have been scared to give him the victory actually as well. Just because I thought he looked so good in that last 2.5 minutes. But I think the fight to make, I saw a buddy I follow on Twitter say this, and I completely agree. The fight is Amosov versus Lima. I'm extremely excited for that fight, and I hope they make it. We also had Bellator last week, which was Corey Anderson. He finishes Melvin Manhoef in the second round. You know, I don't know why they went to this fight right away, like why they wouldn't do other stuff. Corey is just so high level, and don't get me wrong, I know Manhoef has a ton of experience, but Corey's MMA is like for the generation, you know. He has fantastic wrestling, he has hands. He doesn't need to be fighting a kickboxer. Like, Melvin Manhoef can't do anything else. And Corey finished him with ground and pound. Just decimates him in that second round. I hope that he gets one of these bigger fights at light heavyweight. You know, you can give him Phil Davis or just go to the Vadim Nemkov fight since Ryan Bader is going to defend his belt at heavyweight. So that should be a fun fight. Congratulations to Corey. We all know what he went through in the UFC, you know, going on a run, not really capitalizing on the run. And then when he went to capitalize, he loses his next fight. Unfortunate for him that his career had to go like that in the UFC. I think he is supremely talented, very underrated fighter in that division. But ultimately, you know, he couldn't hack it after, you know, facing lower rank guys, beating them, and then, all right, guy, we'll give you this shot, and he just blows it. Unfortunate for him. But let's stay in Bellator. Thursday, November 19th, we have another main event, the World Grand Prix Featherweight Tournament. It's going to be Darian Caldwell against AJ McKee. This should be fantastic. I am so looking forward to this, and I love the MMA cards on a weekday. It's just so refreshing. Like, I get home from work, it's a tough day on like a Tuesday, but I have Tuesday Night Contender Series to look forward to, or Thursday I'm beat, we got crushed at work, my daughter's all over the place, I'm chasing her. Once she goes to bed, Bellator. So this should actually be a really, really fun card. Aside from the main event, obviously the main event is the main event and it's going to be great. But in the co-main event, we have Benson Henderson. Some of the more notable names on this card, we have Keith Lee, which is Kevin Lee's brother. We have Lance Gibson Jr., which his father has fought in the UFC, and his father's wife is the former Bellator women's featherweight champion, Julia Budd. He is also, this is a random fact I know about him, but obviously if you follow him on Instagram or you follow the brand Roots of Fight at all, he is one of the models for them. He has looked fantastic in his MMA career so far, so I'm hoping for big things. He has a great look, very good fundamentals, and he has heavy hands. So what's not to like? Baby Slice is on this card. Gaston Bolanos is on this card. It should be a really good one next Thursday. Continuing talking about promotions outside of the UFC, probably while you're listening to this early Friday, ONE Championship also has a card. The only person that I know is in the main event, John Lineker. We know he signed to ONE Championship a few months ago, so good luck to John Lineker. Also, Chael Sonnen's grappling promotion, Submission Underground, has announced their card for December 20th. I'm going to go with just like the very notable names. Donald Cerrone will be facing Rafael Dos Anjos. Ryan Bader versus Derek Lewis. Anthony Rumble Johnson versus Fabricio Werdum. Felicia Spencer is going to Submission Underground facing a woman. Her name is Amanda Lowen. She is a jiu-jitsu black belt. She is a 10th Planet girl. Also an amateur MMA fighter, 4-0. But in grappling, she has finished the likes of Jessica Ai by armbar, Jillian Roberson by armbar. Her last competition was in September, and she heel-hooked Nikki Sullivan. So this girl is a beast. I am looking forward to that because Felicia Spencer is very good on the ground as well. And then in the main event, Mason Fowler, the absolute champion for Submission Underground, is taking on Satoshi Ishii. So that should be a very fun, Very, very fun card. I believe Submission Underground is on Fight Pass. So if you're looking to watch something else other than the UFC or other than MMA, Submission Grappling is very exciting. So feel free to do that December 20th. Also, the PFL Women's Lightweight Champion, Kayla Harrison, has been booked for Invicta. She will be fighting for Invicta at featherweight, which is very, very peculiar because she is a very fit woman, let's just say. She is not small as far as stature, so for her to cut down to 145, obviously there are more opportunities for a female fighter at 145 than 155. So good luck with that cut, Kayla. I am a big fan of Kayla Harrison. I think that she is a problem. And if she can get her weight dialed in and be able to make 145, I would love to see her versus Amanda Nunes. I'd love to see her against any of that top elite competition because she is that damn good. Let's talk about some injuries. Speaking of Amanda Nunes, unfortunately, she has pulled out of her title defense against Megan Anderson. The UFC is looking to book that later in the year. Amanda Nunes, it was a undisclosed injury, so we hope that she may have a speedy recovery and that Megan Anderson stay in shape. All this is time for you to get better. You really need to sharpen your skills. Amanda Nunes is not one of these other girls. This is the best of the best. And I think you need all the time in the world. Also, Darren Till has fell out of his fight against Jack Hermanson. Who does the UFC swoop in to take this fight? Kevin Holland. Kevin Holland, congratulations, brother. I said it as soon as I saw this fight announced, because I spoke about him last week. And I said how I wasn't very impressed. You know what I mean? Like, I see a lot of hype. Obviously, he's very active. He finishes fights at times, you know, and he talks a lot. Kevin Holland, prove me wrong, please. That's all I ask. I don't want you to suck. I don't think you suck either. I want you to be great. So be great. Show off against Jack Hermanson. And I'm a fan of Jack Hermanson, so I don't think this is an easy fight for anybody. So if you want to be up there, Kevin Holland, put on a show, put on a clinic. It's your fifth fight this year. Listen, do it. Make it count. Before I talk about more of the cards that happened this past week, I want to thank all the listeners, new and old, as always. I appreciate you guys so much. I would not be doing this without the support of my listeners. And also, if you haven't yet, please do me a favor. I put out a YBE off the cuff with friend of the show, Zedekiah Montanez. This is his third time on YBE. And this time, it was a very, very, very interesting conversation. I highly enjoyed it. I think that Zed is on the fast track to stardom. The best part about him is that he has patience. So I won't give away anything here, but do me a favor. Go back. It's about 40 minutes, and it is worth every minute. Just listen to it, and I think he gives great advice. I think he is very well-spoken. He's confident but not cocky. Zed is a gem. Thanks again, Zed, for joining us. And also, whoever ordered 3 pieces of merch this week, thank you so much. As soon as you get it, please do me a favor. Take a picture in it so I can repost it. If you guys want to cop some of the new YBE logo 2.0 shirts, the classic logo shirt, or any hoodies. We also have an established in 2009 Roots of Fight style shirt, which I enjoy a lot. That's my favorite design. I have that on a hoodie. Please head to teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA podcast. All our gear is there, and it's affordable, great quality stuff. The shipping takes long. Give it about 2 weeks, but listen, it's going to be worth it. You're going to save money, and you're going to get a great premium quality product with a great design. So again, thank you so much for the support. One last thing. If you've ever listened on whatever platform, do me a favor. Every platform has a rating system, or you can write a review. I take either or both. If you have a second, if you like the show, drop a 5-star. Tell people why you like the show and share it with a friend. If I get one new listener every week, I'm happy. Listen, if nobody listened, I'd still be doing this because I love it so much. I love the sport of mixed martial arts, and that's why I'm here every week. So let's talk about the week that was in the UFC. The UFC had Tuesday Night Contender Series this past Tuesday. It was a great companion since I was doing some work. I was actually taking pictures for my Depop shop. Cheap plug, depop.com/Elroy Prepson. A bunch of shirts that I have there for sale. Very eclectic variety. I have everything from indie wrestling shirts, obviously WWE, to some vintage stuff that I've been picking up lately at the thrift store. So again, that is depop.com/Elroy Prepson. But Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, I love this series. I always get like this weird personal connection with these fighters since you know, you feel like this is like NXT for the UFC, and it's great. So the notable performances, obviously at women's strawweight, Luana Pinheiro defeating Stephanie Frusto by TKO in the first round. This was devastating. This Luana chick is a problem. I am so looking forward to seeing more of her. She looked fantastic in this fight. She is a specimen. Like, just a beast. You have to see this chick. She looks like a CrossFit athlete, and she hits like a Mack truck. So congratulations to her. She got a contract. The fight of the night, Nicholas Mota versus Joseph Lari. Nicholas Mota getting the decision. He looked great. He also gained a contract without the finish. That's how good this fight was. Then we had Nathan Levy defeating Shaheen Santana. Another guy who just looked fantastic. Nathan Levy, 6-0. He fights like he's 16-0. This guy is from Israel. Allegedly, Dana says he's already getting phone calls from advertisers wanting to use him. Man, that boy is a beast. And this, you know, he took the fight on like 6 days' notice. And he looked great against a tough opponent, man. Shaheen Santana is no joke. He's 6-1 now, so going into the fight, he was undefeated, but he loses by arm triangle choke, getting put to sleep. So congratulations to Nathan Levy on getting that contract. It's crazy because last time I spoke about the Contender Series, I was trying to figure out who was like the most successful fighter from the Contender Series. So obviously, like, Sugar Sean's like a big name. And everybody always wants to talk about Sugar Sean because he was like the first highlight from the series. Then we talk about Augusto Sakai, who probably was the first Contender Series fighter that got put in the main event. But now we have a Contender Series fighter who's about to fight for a title in Alex Perez, who was on the Contender Series in 2017. I believe, yeah, he was on the same card as Ricky Simone. So Alex Perez, I guess we can call the most successful Contender Series fighter to date. So we have one more week left of the Contender Series. Next week, the main event would be Sherrard Blackledge versus Tucker Lutz in the lightweight division. So, again, I'm a sucker for these cards. Especially, look, there's two women's fights on these card, on this last card. So that should be exciting on November 17th. Let's talk about some fight announcements. Our fight announcements, as always, come from MMA underscore Fight Night Live on Instagram. So this week's fight announcements, we have Brendan Allen versus Sean Strickland. Brendan Allen was due to face Ian Heinisch last week, but Ian Heinisch fell off the card due to contracting COVID-19. It sounds like the Dustin Poirier versus McGregor fight is a go. Now, where it is, we don't know. Dana says Fight Island. McGregor wants it to be somewhere else, so we will see. It's probably too early to tell. There's so much still going on in the world. So I think it's a good thing that they wait to find out where that fight is. A fantastic fight at women's flyweight. We have Macy Barber versus Alexa Grasso. Macy Barber coming off that devastating injury after her fight with Roxanne Modafferi. And Alexa Grasso coming off of her victory against Ji Young Kim earlier this year in August. So that should be a really fun fight. Macy Barber, man, someone with so much potential. This is a shock going through MMA Fight Night Live. Whew, stepping away from the UFC for a second. Friday, November 20th, LFA 95. The only man to ever knock out Israel Adesanya has signed with LFA. And who's welcoming him? None other than our old friend, Thomas the Sandman Powell. Damn, bro. I cannot believe that. That is extremely exciting. Obviously, Thomas Powell, friend of the show. Dude, good luck. It'll be a hell of a debut for you in LFA if you could defeat the man to finish Israel Adesanya, bro. Let's get this W. And back to the UFC, we have Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Jeff Neal. We have Cub Swanson versus Daniel Pineda, which should be a war. Speaking of war, Carlos Condit versus Matt Brown. I've seen this comment a lot, so I'm just going to say it. Third time's a charm. Those are the fight announcements for this week. Thank you so much to MMA underscore Fight Night Live on Instagram for providing those to us. Let's talk about this past weekend. We had UFC Fight Night at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. In the main event, Glover Teixeira versus Thiago Santos. Let's start off in the prelims. Five fights, five finishes. Gustavo Lopez defeats Anthony Bircek by submission. We had Max Griffin defeating Ramiz Brahimaj. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But I'm sure everybody saw Ramiz's ear and what Max Griffin did to it. So congratulations to Max Griffin on that victory. We had Darren Elkins finally getting a victory against Luis Eduardo Gargori by submission. We had Alexander Romanov defeating Marcos Rodrigo de Lima. Romanov is a problem. Please keep your eyes on that at heavyweight. And then we had Trevin Giles defeating Bevin Lewis by TKO. Pretty devastating fashion. I'd go back and watch that. Trevin Giles, another middleweight that is going to be a problem very, very soon. Very young into his UFC career. He's 13-2. Then on the main card, we had Yan Xiaonan defeating Claudia Gadelha. This Yan chick is a beast. She is someone that we have to keep our eyes on because we could be seeing her versus Zhang Weili, which would be massive for the Chinese market. So congratulations to Yang Xiaonan. That she is a problem. She made it look easy against Claudia Gadelha. Claudia, man, she comes out firing and then like she fades like 3 minutes in. We had a quick turnaround with Giga Chikadze defeating Jamie Simmons by TKO in the first round. That dude is a problem. He defeats him with a head kick that was devastating. It's his third fight this year, and he's looking to get back in later on this year. So I love it. You know how I feel about these quick turnarounds. I'm all for it. So congratulations to Giga Chikadze. Then we had Rayoni Barcelos defeating Khalid Taha by decision. That was actually a really fun fight. I'm so sorry. These names are impossible to pronounce for me. I have terrible, terrible pronunciation skills. And it sucks for someone who has a last name that everybody says wrong. But both these guys, man, I want to see more of them. They are fast-paced. They were just throwing bombs and just going at it. I love it. I would love to see them both fight again very soon. In the co-main event, Andrei Arlovski getting the victory over Tanner Boser. Andrei Arlovski, the older he gets, I guess, the better his chin gets. Maybe he just took too much damage before that he's kind of numb to it now. Like, it doesn't matter. He's not going to go down. Congratulations to Andrei Arlovski. And then in the main event, Thiago Santos coming back after, like, double leg surgery, him needing to get two new legs. He was defeated by Glover Teixeira. But, man, this was a firefight. Like, as far as, like, Thiago, I think he knocked down Glover, like, twice. The submission happened in the third round. It was just devastating, like, the damage that Thiago could do with, like, just touching you a little bit. But Glover, man, he's got a chin. He's resilient, and he just would not stop. He gets the rear naked choke and finishes Thiago in the third round. Congratulations to Glover, man. He really pled his case for a title shot. I think he deserves it. You know, if Izzy's going to go on and fight because he doesn't feel like waiting till March, then just give it to Glover in March. Or if I was Glover, bro, you don't got to prove nothing else. Sit your ass down. Don't go anywhere. Your time will come. Be Woodley. Remember Woodley? That's why I didn't like Woodley for a long time, because he sat down. But now I get it. Look at JoJo Calderwood. She should have had a title shot, but guess what? She didn't feel like waiting, and she lost her last fight. Now, do I blame her for that? No, because she's game, and I respect that. But if I was Glover, you got nothing to prove, bro. Sit down, relax. Jan or Izzy, whoever it is, you'll get the fight. As for Thiago, man, it's not that he looked bad. Glover just looked better. It wasn't Thiago's night, but I still think that this dude could starch most of the top five in that division. So congratulations on your comeback. It wasn't successful, but if I know, I believe that you will come back pretty, pretty quickly. So let's talk about this card coming up on Saturday. Let's start with going back to last Saturday. I'm sitting down, and I get a message from ESPN saying that Islam Makhachev is out of the fight and is not competing. So, obviously, the UFC didn't pull the main event. They look for a replacement to fight RDA. Damn. Let's normalize being tired. So, you know, RDA calls out Michael Chandler. In my head, I'm like, there's no way that happens. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, damn, who could fight him? Like, Tony can come in on short notice. I'm like, maybe someone like Al Iaquinta. I feel like he's always game. dude, if there was the opportunity, how much fun would it be to finally get RDA versus Conor McGregor? This would have been great. If it was Conor from back in the day, he would have fought this fight in a heartbeat. But all those ideas pale in comparison to what the UFC actually did. They called up Philly's own Paul Felder. Man, when I saw that news, I was like, holy crap. This is the best news all week. Paul Felder, obviously, I'm extremely biased because Paul Felder is from Philadelphia. But talk about a jack of all trades, someone who is a great fighter, a fantastic commentator, as well as, you know, we saw earlier this year, a cornerman. Paul Felder has it all. His last fight, you know, it didn't go his way, and he teased retirement. Listen, I'm so glad he hasn't retired, because I think that he is that damn good, and he gets to prove it on 5 days' notice against a former champ in RDA. You know, I'm rooting for Paul. I'm biased, obviously, but damn, Paul is a great fighter. He deserves to be talked about like that. And RDA, you know, this is his return to lightweight after going to welterweight for a few years now. Like, RDA hasn't made this weight in a long time. So I'm wishing both these guys great weight cuts. Hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, these guys have already weighed in and they're healthy and, you know, rehydrated. Also, I'm extremely curious in this fight because RDA has absorbed so many significant strikes, and I'm curious how his chin's going to hold up against the incredible Muay Thai striking of Paul Felder. So that is one to watch. But this card is full of a lot of fun names, so we're going to go from the bottom to the top of notable names. We have Randa Markos fighting on this card. Also, Luis Smoka versus Jose Alberto Quinones. We have Reese McKee versus Alex Moreno. Reese McKee, someone, a highly touted prospect. Unfortunate for him, his debut came and he got smashed by Khamzat Chimaev. But listen, man, everybody gets second chances. Ashley Yoder versus Miranda Granger. Brendan Allen versus Sean Strickland. Eric Anders is on this card against Antonio Arroyo. Kay Hansen is making her debut against Corey McKenna, which was, I believe, earlier this year, a product of the Contender Series, a very, very good strawweight. We have Julian Marquez versus Satberg Safarov. In the co-main event, this should be a banger. Abdul Razak Alhassan versus Chaos Williams. Alhassan coming off of only his second pro loss. I can only see him, you know, coming into this fight with something to prove against a surging Chaos Williams, coming off of his UFC debut against Alex Moreno. If you guys remember that devastating knockout on the Jones versus Reyes card. That should be a banger. Congratulations to those guys for making it to co-main event. And then the main event we already spoke about, Paul Felder versus Rafael Dos Anjos. Paul Felder, man, good luck, man. I freaking love you. I'm so happy that you're fighting again. I really hope right now that you feel good. I know that it's a tough cut, even with a camp. So I could only imagine the trouble you're having right now. With 5 days' notice, man. But you're always in shape. You always look great. Go out there and kill it, man. Do it for the mother freaking city. We love you here in Philly, brother. And that's it. That has been this week's your boy Elroy. I am Josh Prep Egina. You can find me on all forms of social media. And when I say that, that means you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Depop, TikTok. Listen, I'm on everything. Elroy Prepson, one word. You can find the show on Instagram, YBE MMA Podcast. You can find the show's merch on Teespring, teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. Once again, I'd like to thank my guest from earlier this week, Zedekiah Montanez. Brother, I love you, man. Thank you so much. Once again, if you're here listening because you heard that interview, welcome. Go back to the archives. Listen to us, man. We had some other interviews. There are some off-the-cuffs that I've done with some really amazing people. I appreciate you guys more than anything. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.